Hi, it's Simon Reynolds again from the Fortune Institute. And today I want to talk to you about a really fascinating new research study that was recently done by Gallup, one of the world's most respected and largest research organizations. The topic was, what does it take to be a great entrepreneur? Now, this was an exhaustive study, as Gallup typically do. And their conclusions were as follows. There are 10 character traits of highly successful entrepreneurs. And this is what they are. Number one is business focus. So what Gallup discovered was that people who are really successful in business have, surprise, surprise, a focus on profit making. So they're always looking at their activities and they're saying to themselves, is this going to increase my profits? Whereas a lot of businesses that aren't particularly successful, they tend to get busy. And a lot of the stuff they're doing is maybe helping their staff or helping their clients or just getting through the day, but it's not of a strong profit orientation. Number two, successful entrepreneurs, they found, have great confidence. Now, at the Fortune Institute, we teach a whole lot of methods about how to make entrepreneurs more confident because we understand that it's incredibly important for the performance of the CEO or entrepreneur in their business. And it was really gratifying to see that Gallup have, their research has backed up our assertion. So people they found who succeed in business are very confident about what they're doing, and most of the time, because we're not all perfect. And in addition to them, to that, they know themselves and understand others. So they feel confident that they've got that particular area of business fully sorted out. Confidence, a very strong trait of entrepreneurs. Next is creative thinking. Great entrepreneurs are excellent creative thinkers. So they think laterally about how to solve things. They don't just do what everybody else does. If you do what everybody else does, you end up in a game where you have an enormous amount of competition and you can still get ahead of people who perform like that, but it's not nearly as effective as coming up with something that other people don't do and not having to compete at all. The famous blue ocean strategy, finding an ocean that no one's swimming in. That's about lateral thinking in big things and in small ones as well. Gallup also found that it's crucial to be a good delegator. So don't do everything yourself. It works at first. You grow your business quickly when you start your business. But after a while, your business gets too big to function without being excellent at delegating. Next, number five is determination. No surprises there. But the truth is, a lot of people forget, and maybe it's because a lot of media doesn't emphasize this. People forget that being an entrepreneur is all about hardship. Sure, there are some great moments, but there's a lot of determination needed. There's a lot of boredom in being an entrepreneur. There's a lot of doing the same thing each and every day, being an entrepreneur. And there's a lot of trying stuff that doesn't work. So determination, very, very important. Number six, great entrepreneurs, Gallup found, are independent. They're not necessarily that concern what everybody else says. If they think there's it's a smart way to operate, they operate that way. And they're independent in that they're prepared to do whatever it takes themselves to get this business powering, not reliant on other people. Number seven in Gallup's research is great entrepreneurs are knowledge seekers. Now, many people go into Fortune Institute courses with the intention of learning new stuff about how to grow their business far more quickly than they normally would. So anyone who's listening to this who's a member of the Fortune Institute, this is good backup that you're doing the right thing, that you're seeking knowledge and trying to get better. But a lot of entrepreneurs aren't like this. In fact, the vast majority of entrepreneurs will go through a 30-year business career without seeking knowledge on how to do sales better, on how to do marketing better, on how to do how to lead their staff better, on how to use their time better, on how to manage their finances better. Most of them will do no knowledge seeking at all. So if you're a knowledge seeker, well done, but make sure that you're really doing that as powerfully as you should be. Number eight on Gallup's list is Great entrepreneurs are promoters. They're the best advocate for their business. They're not shy about their business. They tell everybody about their business and why it's so good. Number nine, they're relationship builders. So they're not talking about this relationship building in a social context. They're rather saying they're always, great entrepreneurs are always looking for people in business who they can end up having some kind of business relationship with to move their business forward. Very hard to do it all yourself. And so often it's your connections to other successful businesses and other successful business people that moves you ahead. And finally, in Gallup's very important research on entrepreneurship and what it takes to be great, they found that great entrepreneurs are risk takers. Now this isn't bet the farm risking. It's taking numerous small risks and trying new things, and also the ability to manage risky situations well. They don't freak out, they don't get too nervous, they're happy to take regular risks, although not ones that generally bet the entire company. So there's a very, very powerful, deeply researched list of what it takes to be a great entrepreneur. So here's my question to you. Where do you score well on that list? And what areas could you improve in on that list? Look, Gallup's no fly-by-night research company. They've spent an enormous amount of time coming up with this list. So it's gold. Study it carefully and monitor yourself throughout the year on these 10 attributes and do your very best to be excellent at all 10. If you do that, it's almost certain, almost no matter what business you're in, that that business is going to go really well.